We've got Chris Lawson here joining us on MTCS Cougar Corner. Your boys basketball team, obviously now in the postseason. Things start a little bit earlier for Division II, just because your state tournament's earlier, so everything's pushed back. And, you know, basketball, the general basketball fan is thinking, gosh, they're already playing tournaments? How does that happen? But that's the reason for that. And before we jump too far into that, Coach, I wanted to talk about, you know, overall the regular season that was, because you come in, you take over a program that had some struggles, and, you know, this has been a season of highs and lows, which they all are, but, you know, just kind of your overall thoughts on the regular season that was for your MTCS boys.
Yeah, I really think it went about how I predicted it would probably go. I mean, the highs and the lows of a first year, you know, are just going to happen, and they are. They're going to happen any year. But coming in last spring and summer, as we played, you know, team camp and practice and those kind of things, could tell that we were going to have enough talent to be able to compete. But also from where they were and where the program was, I was very interested to see, okay, where can we get to? How far can we, how much can we close that gap, so to speak? And, you know, I think that, if I'm being completely honest, I think that there were probably about 4 to 6 games, you know, throughout the season that could have gone either way. I mean, I think we ended up losing, you know, I think we lost to Bradley Central the first time by 1 point in double overtime. At Columbia Central, we lost by 2 points at the buzzer. And, you know, as you go on, we lost a couple other ones by a few points. Maybe it might have been 4. But then we also won some of those games, too. We beat Grace the first time on a last-second three at the buzzer. We won, you know, the game the other night at Grace by 1 point. We also beat Grace at their place. Ended up being a close game, just a couple points. And so, I mean, saying that to say, you know, those ups and downs and trying to figure out which players – could play the best and give you the chance to be the most successful in the right situation. I mean, it's, some games are very slow down. We need to walk it up the court. We need to be methodical. Some games are, okay, we need to push. We need to get the ball up the floor. We need to look to get quicker shots. Matchups are a big deal. And so I think throughout this season we've had 10-plus different starting lineups, just trying to put the pieces of the puzzle where they should go and you know, that kind of thing. So overall, I am happy, extremely happy that we were able to win that first district tournament game. So, you know, where we started to where we are right now, I do feel good, and I feel like, you know, we're still trending in the right direction.
Well, while you were saying that, I just looked over your full schedule here. You know, a 1 point overtime loss, a 2 point loss, a 4 point win, 3 point win, 4 point win, 5 point loss, 1 point win. I mean, you go up and down that whole thing there. And so that's kind of the ups and downs, highs and lows. And you as a coach have to kind of, you find your positives, you find things to work on, and you work to get better. And from November 18th, when this thing started, to today, I think you can confidently say that your team has gotten better as a team, and you've got players that have gotten better as the season goes along or went along.
I would agree with that. I do think that we have improved overall. I think we have individuals that have improved. Not to say that, you know, we don't struggle in areas and individuals don't struggle in areas, but, you know, I do know that we have, guys that want to get better. We have guys that show up every day, whether we win or lose. They show up every day ready to work and ready to, you know, move forward and that kind of thing. And as a coach, that's something that you're always trying to kind of observe and make notes about, you know, who wants to be here, who doesn't want to be here. Because as we get into this off season, you know, that's we'll have individual meetings with everybody, and we've got to assess, you know, is everybody here, do they want to be here? Do they want to be on the bus? Do they want to continue to work hard? You know, it's not the end of the world if you have a player that decides they don't want to be here. They don't want to be on the bus. I mean, but as a coach, you've got to figure those things out, because there are things that can hold you back, and then there are things that can really help propel you as a program. And so that's kind of what we're working through, especially with our young guys. Our freshman class is a pretty good class. And I think that as we're continuing to build and trend, and, you know, I'm sure that we will, you know, have a couple new faces or add a few pieces here or there as we go. I'm excited to see where we're sitting this time next year.
Mm-hmm. Not only some of those younger high school guys, but even, you know, down through the other grade levels. I know that there was a lot of success in the Hale tournament for some of the boys teams and things of that nature. So that had to, that has to make you feel pretty good. And I'm sure the Hale tournament was an all new experience for just the sheer number of games that were played, right?
Absolutely. And the weather, it extended it a few days. But that's a great tournament. You know, Jason Piercy does a great job in general, but he does a great job with that tournament and makes it, you know, and I say, you know, he's our AD, but we have a lot of people that are employed at the school, people that maybe are former employees, fans, parents, you know, whatever you want to say there, players, stuff, they just help make that tournament go and make it special for those middle school and young kids that come in and play in it.
Mm-hmm. You know, every school is unique, but we're on Cougar Corner, so we're going to talk about that, right? So at MTCS, right, to me, I see people. I mean, I one that just popped into my mind this morning, just now, is Teb Beatty. Teb is you know, just a great person, great all around guy. And he has been there from really the early days at MTCS and wants to see the school succeed. For him, there are dozens and dozens and dozens of others, like you say, that come out and work a concession stand on the Hale tournament just to help the school. And that's pretty cool to have that kind of support.
It is. It's really cool to have. And I think in general, too, those folks – enjoy basketball. They enjoy that environment. Mary Dee and Billy Francis, they do the hospitality room, and I gotta say it's my first experience, but that's one of the best hospitality rooms and setups that I've ever been around. And you know, they take pride in that, and it's kind of that servant leadership type of thing, you know, where they just want to be a part and see that school put on a nice tournament and give people something proud of and that kind of thing. And it's fun. It really is.
What a cool thing, too, for these young people to be able to see, you know, folks who have maybe an extra few rings around the tree, if you know what I mean, you know, some tread on the tires. And there all the time. And it's like, you know, these are people that are supporting you, that are supporting your school. And I don't know, it's just a cool thing to see. And it really comes out in the Hale tournament every single year. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it does. And I do want to be really good in basketball. We want to win games, and we're mm-hmm. going to work hard to do those things. But at the same time, you know, there's a lot of other lessons for young people to see and learn. And, you know, I think that we do a really good job of trying to keep that in the forefront of our mind as well.
Yeah. I kind of got behind the pulpit, you know, give a guy a microphone. You've heard that saying. So,
yeah.
But Chris Lawson is joining us this morning, the head coach of the MTCS Cougars. To go back to, you know, sometimes you have to learn how to win in those close games during the regular season, whether being on one side or another. When your back was against the wall, I mean, you had to win against Grace in that first round game on the road at their place if you wanted to play more basketball, and that had to be a heck of a game.
It really was. All three games of Grace this year were really, really good games. I mean, as far as just close, fortunately, we were able to win all three. You know, that's that positive thing for us. But at the same time, they were close games, and we found a way to get it done. So the other night, we actually got up double digits midway through the third quarter. I think we were up 10. And one of the things that we have struggled with this season is, and it's a game of runs, but at some point we're going to make a few mistakes. There's going to be, you know, a couple calls go the other way, and the other team's going to make plays. And all of a sudden, you know, the other team makes a run. Well, the other night, Grace goes on a 17-0 run against us. So we go from being up 10 to down 7 real quick. And, I mean, obviously there's timeouts in there, there's substitutions, and there's, you know, trying to weather the storm a little bit. And one of the things I was so proud of our guys for was they did weather. I mean, obviously that run went a lot, you know, probably was too long and that kind of thing, but they still found a way to keep their composure, kind of get it back and everything. And then, we had to make a layup, with about, I don't know, less than 10 seconds to go to send it to overtime. And then overtime was just back and forth and back and forth. And, we just found a way to get it done. And, you know, that's a big deal. We were in practice, the next day. And I said at the end of practice, I said, how many of you guys have ever won a district tournament game postseason since you've been playing high school ball, you know, da, da, da. And it was zero. We don't have anybody in our program that has done that. And so when you talk about learning how to win, we truly are trying to learn how to win. And so that's a big deal that will pay dividends as we move forward the rest of this postseason into the spring and summer. Next season, you know, when we return guys that have experienced it now, I think that's where we'll start to see some return on that investment.
Chris Lawson with us on MTCS Cougar Corner this morning. I went back and looked. You won three games over Grace by an average of 2.7 points. So,
yeah.
8 points in all the games. So, yeah.
Right.
But, you know, being on the plus side of that, you took on a PCA team last night that, you know, just very well. They've got to be a favorite to maybe win it all. That also kind of gives your team maybe a benchmark too. You know, this is where we want to be, and if they can be, we can too.
You know, as bad as you hate to admit it on our side or whatever, they have a very, very good team. They are good individual players. They're good as a team. I think they play really well together. And you know, we've watched a ton of film. We've seen them play in person, and now we played them three times this year. There's just they have an edge about them. They know how to win, and they take advantage of whatever you give them to take advantage of. You know, they're long, they're big, and so I do think they have all the right pieces as well. I mean, they have big guys. They have guys that can play inside and outside. They have, you know, some guards that are really strong, that do a good job running the team from that, you know, aspect. And so when you say yes, they have to be a favorite, absolutely. They won it all last year, and I think they have something to prove this year when they lost a few players, graduated a few players, and coming back maybe initially weren't expected to be as good. In my opinion, they might be better than they were last year.
Mm. Well, that's high praise there. Well, your season continues, obviously. Got more postseason to play, and it starts here in a few hours. You've got FRA. The thing about postseason basketball, though, I mean, you played a game last night. It was against your rival, of course, but that game had to be put to bed pretty quickly last night to get ready for today, I'm sure. Kind of talk about that and playing FRA this afternoon.
As soon as we got in the locker room last night, you know, I told the guys, I said, I'm proud of the way you carried yourselves, and I'm proud of your fight, that kind of thing. I said, let's just put this behind us. We've got to focus on tomorrow. And so, you know, we kind of obviously thought we'll probably be playing FRA. So we talked a little bit about them for just a minute. And then I said, you know, any of you guys want to hang around? I'm going to hang around and watch the game after our girls' game for a little bit. So we did that. And, you know, we'll be in there just here in just a little bit. We're going to talk a little bit more about FRA, and then we'll be ready to go compete. Playing them a couple times already, we have a pretty good idea, you know, of what they try to do and their personnel. That's been two close games already this year. We took the lead late at our place and then couldn't hang on. I think we ended up losing by 8 with some free throws at the end, and then lost by 5 over there a couple weeks ago, or maybe early last week. But anyway, you know, it's been close again. And so it's kind of that thing of now what we're playing for is who we're going to go play next Tuesday. You know, today's game decides third and fourth place for us. We're either going to have to travel to Friendship Christian or to Good Pasture. And, you know, you're trying to give yourself the best possible scenario there. You know, I do think our guys have some belief that potentially, you know, we don't have to go through BGA or PCA. Now we have a legitimate chance to go compete, and who knows, we win next Tuesday night, we get into the state 12. That's a huge accomplishment, and it's not out of reach.
Yeah. We're kind of talking about the middle region tournament, which is next up, and that is next week. I think what the quarterfinal round is at the higher seed, and so and then I think the tournament then is at PCA, so obviously you'd like to make that bus trip for 2 miles and,
yeah, and head over would.
And play in that too. So that we've got all the brackets posted on our website at WGNSSports.com if you want to take a look there. Yeah, your FRA games have been really close, but, you know, this is the one that, if out of all of those games, the two games that you've already played and counting this one, this is the one that you want to win.
It is. It is. This is the one that counts for the most. Not that the others weren't important in seeding purposes, but this one counts. But on the other side of that too, we don't want to put so much pressure on our guys that they tense up and that kind of thing. I mean, at this point in the season, we know what we want to try to do. We know what they want to try to do for the most part, you know, and I think a lot of it comes down to who's healthier, who has less injuries, who is just able to kind of grit their teeth and lock in and get stops when they need to get stops and make plays when they need to make plays. It's such a fun time of year. It's what you play for all year.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know you've got not only a quick turnaround, but got to get things rolling here, get ready for the game today. So for MTCS fans, just a reminder, if you head out there for the 1:30 game, hope you do, to see MTCS and FRA boys play, then hang around for the MTCS-PCA girls championship game right after. Coach, I do appreciate you spending some time here on a quick turnaround and talking about your team. And we're going to talk here in a couple of weeks, hopefully about the magical postseason run that continues. We'll see.
Absolutely, Brian. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. Chris Lawson joining us today on MTCS Cougar Corner, and that is going to wrap up our program for today. Got to thank Danny Brewer and John Dinkins, our producer Dalton Barrett, all the coaches who've joined us since 9 a.m. this morning. Hope you've enjoyed the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Coaches Corner. Until next time, take care out there.